Hey, family, this is Tony from AARealTalkColumbus.com. Check out another one of our fan favorites.
Welcome back. We're happy to be back. AARealTalkColumbus.com. I am Tony. I still have that New Year vibe.
Do you?
I know we're in February now, but I still feel like, you know, I have that New Year vibe. What about you?
Nope. I don't. Okay. I feel like it's May. I feel like it should be mid-year. I'm ready for 2021 to be over already.
Wait a minute now. You said that last year. This is a better year now. This is going to be a better year. We're claiming it, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm being realistic right now, how I feel right now. Okay. I've been on a struggle bus, so
I didn't know it was a struggle bus. There's actual bus to come.
There is an actual bus,
like special busing, but it has struggle bus on the side.
The struggle bus.
Is the windows tinted?
The windows are not tinted.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I'm on the struggle bus. This year it feels like it's been a long year. It's been 1 month.
Right.
We're just barely into the second month of the year, and it feels like I'm like in May right now.
Well, you know, for those who don't know, we actually increased our family by one plus. It feels like three, but.
And I did not have a baby.
It's a family member. Our mom is staying with us now. We mentioned this on the podcast a few weeks ago. So It's a lot. We're still adjusting. I don't know if you can ever fully get adjusted, but it's an adjustment period. And, you know, it's something that we have to do because we love her and we're going to do it, you know. But it's just one of those things, you know.
Yeah, I'm still in the adjustment period and trying to find a balance and find the schedule for everybody. And, you know, it's just I'm on the struggle bus.
And, you know, speaking of struggling, I'm gonna kind of hit a little bit about some of the struggles. You know, Dred mentioned some of the things when you bring a new person into your house that you gotta take care of. You have to be a caretaker on the last podcast. I'm gonna mention a couple of my struggles real quick. My biggest struggle is privacy. Because, you know, for a while, it just been me and you.
Yeah.
Right. And then you have another person come in. It's like, okay, I can't just go into any bathroom like I want to freely.
Right.
I can't just walk around. I don't walk around naked, but, you know, I still can't get too comfortable. Let's just put it like
that. Well, I can't anymore.
Right. So, you know, we can't really just be like 100% open and comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, sex in random places at the house. Hello. But, you know, Goodbye. Those days are kind of over.
Yeah.
Unless she's out the house doing something or whatever. But however, so, you know, people that can relate, you know what I'm talking about, you know, so it takes some adjustment. You just find ways to fine tune it a little bit there, you know? Yeah.
And I have a problem I have a problem closing doors all the way. I don't know what it is, but my family I will not close the door all the way, whether it's a bedroom door and I'm, you know, changing, or the bathroom door.
We're not used to doing that though, you know?
Right. I can have the door. I can take a shower with the door wide open.
With the door open, right.
Or go to the bathroom with the door wide open and don't have to worry about, you know, somebody walking past or anything like that. Especially if you get up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I, you know, don't use the restroom in our bedroom. I go to the other one or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be fully dressed.
And then, you know, another thing, too, that kind of freaked me out one night. I'm used to it now. I was like, hold on, somebody walking around in my house.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get used to that, you know, the middle of the night, you know, mom got to go to the restroom or something.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get kind of used to that. Because if you ain't used to that, you'd be thinking somebody trying to, you know, break like, in your pad. Down. So those are some of the little adjustments that I'm currently struggling with. And it gets easier every day. I would definitely say that.
Yeah.
It definitely gets easier. So God is always good. You know, he always going to give us everything we all, need to make it.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
And one of the saving graces is I have wonderful friends who like to just drop off bottles of wine to me.
Hello.
So I think
that's always a plus.
I think I have like now I've accumulated like 5 open bottles of wine that they have all dropped over to me.
Right. And I want to give a shout out. I'm not going to say the friend's name because they didn't give me their permission. I know they probably don't care, but I'm not going to say, you know who you are. Thank you for coming over last night and spending some quality time with my better half. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
She needed it. It was a blessing. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I love you guys.
Yeah,
good looking out.
I already know. SOS, like, you send out the SOS text to them.
Yeah.
And they are always in pocket. Like,
and it's good to have
dragging
friends
kids
like that.
At all. They
yeah,
are
and that's
always
the thing,
pocket.
Too. You know, bring, they come when you, those are friends. You know,
Absolutely.
People that can come when you need them.
Absolutely.
At the drop of a hat. And those two people that came over last night, I love them. Yeah. They're truly your friends, and they're my friend too. You know, I know they're women, but you know they're still, you're an extension of me, so they're still my friends too. Right. So I'm not negating that fact. They're good people. But shout out to you guys, we love you. And I just thank you for taking my wife's problems away for a couple hours.
Absolutely. Because he had an excellent night.
No, I didn't. You were asleep by the time I got home. But anyway, that's a whole other story.
Don't even do that.
We're not going to talk about, should you stay up? If your spouse works a different shift, maybe this would be a good show. If your spouse works a different shift, what type of responsibilities? Should you still maintain the same responsibilities, or should you kind of like find a way to work in the middle? Because sometimes people can get a little bit too lax and say, oh, they'll be all right. They get home at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm sleeping. I'm not standing up for them. But that's a whole other story. That's to come. We're going to get to that later. But
now,
today,
I feel like I need to hold on.
Moving right along in today's show.
Park your brakes. First of all, I was not asleep. I just want to get that clear up. I was up. I was not. And anyways, happy birthday.
She remembered. It was yesterday. But thank you.
I'm saying happy birthday because we're on the air. Y'all, you know what? I'm not fooling with him this year.
I got some hate. 2021.
I'm not fooling with Anthony.
I got a little hate. I got some hate rated in me. I got some hate rated in me just for today.
Yeah. So happy birthday. He's 1 year older, 1 year closer to getting the Buckeye Go Card.
No, I'm nowhere near close to that. I just want to give a shout out to the Almighty God for letting me live to see another year. I thank you, Jesus. So, yes, Lord, I thank you. I just had to give a shout out. I'm always going to give a shout out to the Almighty.
Yeah.
That is my saving grace. I thank God that I can see another year. I don't care about the number, but I'll say this here. The age that I am now, this is how I felt when I was in my 20s. That shows you how good God is. Yes, it has a lot to do with me taking care of myself at the same time, but I can't do nothing without God.
That's true.
Hello.
That's true.
Don't get me to preaching up in here now. Please, you know, we're supposed to be talking about what?
Cheating.
The big C word. Is there a cheating gene? You know, because some people say, well, you're born that way. You know, you can't help the fact that you don't believe in monogamy. You know, you have to have more than one person in your life, whether it be emotionally cheating, physical partners cheating. You just have to have multiple partners. You can't commit to one person. There are people out there that believe there is a cheating gene. What do you think?
I don't know if I would call it necessarily a cheating gene. I just think that at the end of the day, you need to realize whether or not you can do monogamy or not. And if you can't do monogamy, don't play like you can. Because that's where people's feelings get hurt. And that's when you end up being on Snapped or, you know, who did I marry? And all this other stuff. So I think you just need to be honest happily with yourself and the people that you're with. Because, you know, there's a lot of different stuff out there. You have polygamists.
Yeah.
You have the sister wives and the everything else.
So if you want multiple, you have that option.
Right. You have people who are into the same things as you are in. Mm. So there's no need to mislead people and to thinking that, yes, it's you and only you. Like, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into.
But that's a different story to me. You know, I think like when you have the choice to practice polygamy, right, you know, and you know for a fact that you want more than one person.
Yeah.
Then, and you make that conscious effort to go that way. I think that's fine. I mean, I don't think that if you're upfront with the person you're dealing with, I don't think that's cheating.
No, it's not.
You know, I think it's cheating, obviously, when you're being dishonest, you're sneaking around, you're doing stuff you haven't been as doing, and you're putting people's lives at jeopardy.
Right.
But the thing is, whether you believe in a cheating gene or not, a person can say, okay, you know what? I love this person. I'm going to marry them. I'm going to be with them. And then they get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's say they get caught up one time. They made a mistake. They never do it again. Or they still classify as a cheater. Because some people say, well, once a cheater, always a cheater. What's your theory on that?
I don't believe that's true. I believe that anybody could change. Regardless of what your vice is, you can change if you want to change. You have a lot of addicts who have been sober for years and years and years. They were able to change. Anybody could change given the will to do so and the want to do so. So I don't subscribe to that. I just think that people are not honest for whatever the reason. Now, if you are a serial cheater, it's one thing. Like we talked about before, you know, and anybody has the potential to slip up.
So what's a serial cheater? What's the number?
There is no number, but if in every serious relationship you have been in, and you have cheated on that person, there's something going on in yourself.
So you classify as a serial cheater.
I would
so
classify
every
them as
relationship
serial.
That you've been in from, let's just say, adulthood on, mm-hmm. and you messed around on that person, mm-hmm. you're considered a serial cheater.
I would.
But can that person change?
They can if they want to.
Okay.
They can.
There's some truth to that. Yeah.
But I don't know. There has to be something in them that triggers the change. Mm. So there has to be like some type of breaking point that say, you know what? This is not working for me anymore. Mm. Sometimes people say it takes the right person. Mm. It's not like the person is changing them, ooh, but you have the person who makes
do you
them
believe in
be
that?
A
it takes the
person.
Right person. If I had a better spouse or a better whatever, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever situation you may be in, then I wouldn't cheat.
No, I think it's still up to the person who is cheating. Like when you find that person who fits or meets whatever you're looking for and they make you want to be a better person, they're not doing anything special. They're just being themselves. But it's something in you that says, you know what? This is the person I want to be with. Like I'm for real. I'm going to make sure that I do what I need to do to keep this person around. That's what I mean by that.
Okay. So I did a little research now, and I'm going to ask you first before I give you the numbers.
Okay.
You know, comparing women to men, obviously, who has the higher percentage rate of cheating? I'm just going to, I ain't read the numbers yet. What do you think? Men? You think men cheat more or women cheat more?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was equal. I mean, I'm for real. Like,
that's kind of scary, actually.
It's a lot of trifling women out there. Just as many trifling women out there as men.
Okay, 21% of men cheat, 13% of women cheat.
Okay. So, I don't think all of them are, be honest.
Yeah, that could be true. So those are the numbers. But, you know, is a person a bad person because they mess around? Now, this is how I look at it. And there are a lot of people that have been in that situation and may be going through that right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they're with someone and they actually have a side person, whether it be you call it a side piece or whatever. You got something extra going on and you're just living that life. Now, does that mean they're a bad person? Now, to me, I think you have some work to do. You know, I do really believe you have some work to do. I think cheating, I think you have a couple classes of people. You do have those people who I don't know if there's a cheating gene or a person can say, well, they're born this way. I don't know if I agree with that necessarily, but I think a lot of it has to do with your upbringing, which you saw when you were growing up, as far as like unions, marriages, you know, divorces. If anybody has ever got married, you know, or mm-hmm. just being committed to one person, I think that plays a part of it.
Yeah.
And then it plays a part of your character and just your well-being and how you feel about relationships and mm-hmm. how you feel about the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. Right. So you have a couple of those things now. Naturally, I feel like as you get older, you get into adulthood, I do think you should court a lot. I don't think you should settle down. That's why I never believe in people getting married real young. Because mm-hmm. I think you go through this process where you're finding yourself, mm-hmm. right? And you may be the type of person, everybody may say, okay, well, you're a guy and you're, you know, your family saying, oh, I can't wait till you get married. Or you're a girl and they say, I can't wait to get married. You know, you get this guy. You may not like the opposite sex, mm-hmm. right? So you don't know that. You know, mm-hmm. your sexuality is in question until you really figure out who you really are as a person. Mm-hmm. That's why you need to wait as long as possible till you really 100% know who you are as a person, what you like, your dislikes, what type of sex you like, all that.
But what about
hold on, let me finish. So you really have to be in tune with yourself. And then whatever person you are then, at that point, you decide how you want to live your life as long as you're honest. But the problem is a lot of people don't go through that phase, or if they go through that phase, they're not honest with themselves first and end up either pleasing other people, okay, I'm going to marry a man even though you don't like men, or I'm going to marry a woman even though you don't like a woman, or you may not just want to get married at all. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are a lot of temptations. There are a lot of, like, stresses as far as, you know, mm-hmm. it's so, because, you know, women go through that. Oh, you ain't married yet. How old, you in your 30s, you ain't married yet. You know, so there are a lot of pressures or whatever. So I think once you go through all that and you find out who you are as a person and you live your life for you, then you will have a success rate. Then you won't get into stuff because you're pressured or whatever. And then you knew you was a cheater from the beginning. You end up getting married and you out there doing your thing.
Yeah, I think for me, it just all depends on, it's about being honest. I don't really think it has like anything to do with your level of people that you've been with or the
well,
experience.
If you're not committed.
But hold on.
Yeah, uh-huh, hold on.
Let me
come
finish.
On, come on with the BS. Come
Let
on.
Me finish.
Come on with the past. Go ahead.
but if you haven't, because you could have done all that. You could have dated around, be in your 30s, you're still the serial cheater. And I think that it has nothing to do with your lack of experience or your experience. It has something to do with you being honest with yourself and saying, I don't want to be a one person
relationship.
But What I was saying is that I don't, the part where you were talking about, it has a lot to do with
your upbringing and all that.
Right. I think that plays a portion of it, but that doesn't, is neither here nor there. You still have to, cheating is a conscious decision. Whether it's good or bad, you make that decision to do that. Yes, there are other influences that may cause you to make bad decisions, but at the end of the day, you're an adult, you know right from wrong. But you still opt to do that anyways. It's a conscious decision. That's why I don't subscribe to the cheating gene. You don't have a dang on gene in your body that just says, oh, I'm going to cheat.
You're making
conscious decisions to do that for whatever reason. Because maybe you've never seen a committed relationship. Maybe you did see your father or your mother just constantly sleep around with different people. Mm-hmm. Maybe in your mind, you feel like you're entitled to sleep with whomever you want, whenever you want, without regard to anybody else's feelings. Mm-hmm. But you still are making that conscious decision. Because if you didn't think that it was right, or if you thought you were good and it wasn't anything wrong with it, you wouldn't try and hide it. When you try and hide stuff, you know you're doing something that you should not be doing. But you want to do it anyways.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's definitely truth to both sides of it. You know, depending on the person and how you look at it. We're saying the same thing, just at different angles. But at the end of the day, you know, I guess it is a conscious effort. But my thing is this. Most people that cheat don't intentionally cheat.
Right, and I agree with that.
You know, they get caught up in the moment. And that's where you have to know the red flags and be like, okay, no, I don't need to be hanging out with her. You know, she's not my wife. You know, I don't need to be going over a house after hours. I don't need to go over a house, period. You know, I need to pick up those red flags and realize, okay, stay away from that. That go for men and women.
Yeah.
You know, women, quit being overly friendly. You know, quit being flirtatious. You know, they say, oh, ain't nothing wrong flirting because I want to get what I want, something simple. It is something wrong. To me, and I'm hardcore. Hold on. I'm hardcore when it comes to flirting. This is my opinion.
No, but hold on. I just had to touch on something before you go into your long story.
I don't have a long story. It's to the point with me.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
That comes with age.
Are we talking about?
But anyways, I don't think it has anything. We shouldn't be held to say, like, you can't be overly friendly. At the end of the day, you have the right to make the decision to say no. I'm like, you can be as friendly as you freaking want to, but that does not mean you have to go and sleep with the man.
Go ahead.
So we shouldn't be told, like, you shouldn't be so friendly. Like, no, if I want to smile and be nice and talk to somebody, I can do that without any expectations of anything else going on.
And I'm going to explain myself because I don't want you to get it twisted. And
yeah, explain yourself.
And then my listeners as well. Because here's the thing with me. Now, being overly friendly is, okay, hey, you know, extra conversation that leads to other stuff y'all ain't supposed to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's taking that as, okay, well, shoot. I mean, she's talking to me. She's standing here talking to me for like 20, 30 minutes, and now we off topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's overly friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm saying in excess. There's nothing wrong with being nice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I mean. I mean, we're okay, you know, because it gets to a point where we're not talking about the topic anymore. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it's going to get personal. That's just men and women talk. Eventually, they're going to talk about personal stuff.
Yeah.
So you have to know when to cut it.
Yeah.
You don't just keep giggling, laughing in his face and keep talking and talking and talking and going on, going on, going on. He's sitting there like, man, she's pretty friendly with me. I mean, I guess I can go and ask for a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You done got too comfortable. That's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
You have to know what your limitations are.
I agree. I absolutely
Now, can
agree.
I respond to the flirting thing?
Well, can I just add on to that part?
Go ahead and do your add on.
I absolutely agree with that. But ultimately, I think, too, it's still up to that person. Like, you're still making that decision. I agree. You have to have your boundaries. You don't want to get yourself in a situation, like you always say, keep yourself out of harm's way.
Right.
So you don't want to get yourself into the situations to where now you may be apt to say, oh, this dude, he's really good, he's really cool, he's funny, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Let me go ahead and give him my number. Next thing you know, y'all meeting for secret lunches and getting hotel rooms and everything.
Right.
But you made a series of bad decisions that led to that.
Mm.
Again, you have the choice because you know it's wrong in the first place. You know you shouldn't be going in the first place, but
well,
you do it
anyways.
Well,
that's what I said. Overly, that's the part where you got to know where to be. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Know
like, I agree with you on that part.
Yeah. You got to know where to cut it. You know, like I said, go for both sides. I want to address the flirting before we get to the second part. Now, I am hardcore against flirting. I'm just, that's just how I am. I think everybody, when you're in a relationship with someone, they deserve respect whether they're with you or not.
Yeah, for sure.
And because you wouldn't want nobody doing that to you. If you think about people that, and I'm talking about overly flirting, that's what I'm not talking about, just, hey, how you doing? how was your day? How was the weather? I'm not talking about that. Well, y'all know what flirting. I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
So, I wouldn't constitute as flirt.
You know what I'm talking about. You know, so when you go above and beyond and say, well, I don't want her or I don't want him. I'm just having, you know, conversation. We're laughing. Yeah, we get off topic, but no big deal. Nothing wrong flirting. You know, I may see him out and they may buy me a drink or something or, you know, whatever. Your intentions is wrong, first off. You know, so I'm saying when you to that point, you need to act like you have a spouse, whether your spouse is present or not. Mm-hmm. When you're sitting here, you're a married woman and you don't act like you're married, whether it be at work, whether it be out in public or whatever. People are like, dang, I thought she was married. You're out of line. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm not turning out a free drink, I'm just saying.
If you don't want to be married, don't be married.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be in a committed relationship, don't be in a committed relationship. It's okay to be single.
Yeah,
it's okay, women, to be in your 30s and not married. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, maybe you're not the marriage material or maybe you just don't want to be married. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, so I think we have to look at it all the way around. So I put all that together. I think anything that leads to cheating is a no-no. Mm-hmm. Anything that's, and it doesn't mean you go around and just walk straight forward and I'm not going to look left or right. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying, you know, when you've crossed the line.
Right.
And you know, you have somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't feel guilty when you've crossed that line, you probably need to get some counseling or you may need to reevaluate your marriage or you may not have felt like you
crossed the line.
Yeah. But I mean, that's my whole point, though. If the average person is saying, well, dang, she's been talking to that dude for 30 minutes and now they off topic. Yeah, they ain't exchanged number, but she just giggling. Her husband right across the room over there. Mm-hmm. That's out of line in so many different ways.
From whose standards?
I'm saying from my standards. I don't care about other people's standards. You know, this is just an opinion based right now. I'm talking about Tony right now.
Well, I'm just saying,
I just feel like, and I'm from the old school. You know, I think everybody has a place. I'm just a traditional guy. You know, I'm from the old school. The way I was raised, everybody has a place. The husband has a place. The wife has a place. Mm-hmm. I don't sit here and need to be acting like I'm single and I'm a married man. A happily married man, I add to that. Mm-hmm. No ifs, ands, buts about it. And people know it. It ain't one person out there to say, well, Tony, I don't do that. Mm-hmm. Everybody know I'm married. I talk about you a lot and I act like I'm married because I'm content and I'm happy. Right. I'm in love. Okay. Right. So there's no question there.
But I think too, we have to be very careful because so many times that we put everybody in a box based off of our version of right and wrong, what our social constraints are.
I just thought about something, but go ahead.
I do agree that there are limitations.
Yeah.
And that you need to be very, very careful, especially when you're married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not turning down a free drink.
That's what I want to address.
Yeah, I'm not. It is what it is. Like, if I'm out with my girlfriends and the bartender says, here, these guys bought you a drink. Thank you. I'm taking a drink. I don't got to engage with you. I don't have to talk to you. I will surely take that shot and keep it moving.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this real quick.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I'm going to say this real quick. Thank God that hasn't happened in real life. Or we probably wouldn't be on air right now. You know, so we're just going to leave that right there.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. To each his own, but I don't agree with that.
So you will have a problem with, like, there's no, like, interaction or anything like that in something to free drink from somebody?
It's inappropriate.
Why?
Because, one, I'm a man. I know how we are. If we're going to send something a woman's way, we're definitely interested. And if she's accepted, hear me out now. You can look crazy all you want. I'm giving you from a man's perspective. Okay? If she accepts my gift, okay, with no regard, that gives me a little bit of edge. Now, I don't know if you're going to shoot me down or not. I don't know that yet. Okay? But the thing is the chase. Okay? She accepts my gift. That's step one. So that means that, okay, she accepted my drink. Well, shoot, I guess I'll go on over. Whether you know you're going to shoot him down, but he don't know that. He's going to get up the next step. I send another one, or maybe I buy a friend's drink to try to impress him. Or I just go over there and just be like, well, let me have your number, you know, or let me just sit next to you and just have a conversation with you because he bought you a drink. You give a man a slight edge when you do that. It's inappropriate. Hold on. It may be harmless in a lot of women's eyes. And generally speaking, I'm sure probably a lot of women do feel the way you feel. But y'all are not men. Y'all don't see it the way we see it. When we do things, we have intentions.
We want that.
Something. We'll do what it takes to get it step by step. It's the chase.
I understand that, but I don't care about what your intentions are because I know what I'm going to do.
And I understand what you're saying, but look at it. Go ahead.
But I feel like in that case, you should be like, oh, she accepted a drink. It ain't no big thing. I already know she, it ain't this dude. He just wasted his $8 or whatever.
That's the way you're looking at it. But men don't look at it. We don't look at it like that. You got to keep that in mind.
No, I don't care what they look at.
You're still missing my point. My point is why allow that opening? That's my whole point. You nip that in the bud before you allow that opening. You're allowing an opening for the guy. I know you ain't interested in them. That's not my whole point. My point is, why allow that opening for that man?
I get that.
So you nip that in the bud and say, no, I'm good. I got my own drinks. And you leave it like that. Send it back. I'm good. You cannot give a man an edge whatsoever. Whether or not we know you're not interested. We know women. It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad. I'm just tripping. You know, I'm just having fun with it, right? I'm not mad at all. But it happens all the time. And women have to be very, very careful.
We have a difference of opinion.
And I want to know what y'all got to say about it. You know, we would love to hear from you guys and on your opinion on accepting drinks. That can be a whole accepting gifts from men that are not your husband.
Oh my God. Now it turned into a drink will turn into a daggone gift.
That's a gift.
A gift is something completely. A gift
is something that you give. It's a gift.
No, I don't.
All right. On to the other part of this here, because this cheating show can go in so many different directions.
It sure can.
And it can lead to mess. That's why you don't need to do it. You don't. You don't need to be out here doing it. If you're doing it, stop it. Get some counseling. Get out of that situation.
No, you don't even need any counseling. You just need to stop trying to play monogamy.
Well, that's the thing, though. If you
can't
you do can
it.
try, but you constantly get caught up. Can you blame a person if they get caught up? They're not willfully out there cheating, but they get caught up. So let's just say, you know, we'll use a woman for an example.
Yeah, you can blame them.
Hold on, listen. Use a woman for example. This is typical what I'm about to say, right? So, you know, you're married. You're doing your thing. You know, the women out here doing their thing. And, you know, you hear a lot of women say, well, I cheated because I wasn't getting enough attention at home. Mm-hmm. That's a very common thing.
Okay.
And they get emotionally involved with other men.
Okay.
And let's just say a couple times a year. Her intention is not to have sex with this guy. She just wants some time and attention. But there's an emotional connection.
Right.
Eventually, it always leads to what? Sex. And 9 times out of 10, the guy that she's emotionally involved with, that's all he wants. He don't want you. He just wants some sex. You don't know that. Right? He just wants, oh, man, that's something I know I can't really have. She's a married woman. It's the excitement in that. Right? All I want is sex. She wants something else. I can probably get her to leave her husband, but she don't realize all I want to do is just hit it. Y'all have no idea. That's what's going on in the man's head. But the woman's mind is, okay, I'm emotionally involved. And she make these emotional decisions, these life-altering decisions based off a couple of feelings of emotions. And it's crazy. But it always happens. It's common. Now, my question to you is, she can change if she wants to. But she can also go a step further and find out what's going on the inside by getting some type of help, some counseling. What's your take on that?
I mean, yeah, she can. Okay. I mean, it depends, like, if she doesn't know. Hmm? Like, if she doesn't know why she's doing it. Like, if in her mind she knows that she really doesn't want to be in a relationship or whatever the case may be, if she needs some help to figure out why she keeps making the bad decision, absolutely go to counseling. To help uncover and unpack some of that stuff. Because you may find out that you really are not the monogamous type.
Okay.
And then you just need to leave whatever relationship you're in alone. Or you may decide that, you know, you are able to make better decisions to where you're not cheating. And you're not searching for something. Love or attention or whatever from some other source.
And see, I'm glad you said that because that proves my point to what I said earlier. You know, I think there is a huge dynamic in the character. As you grow up through childhood, through young adulthood, determines whether or not you can be monogamous. All that, to me, my personal opinion, all that plays somewhat of a point of monogamy. How you look at people and how you look at cheating in general. You know, because you have a lot of men that say, well, it's impossible to be with one woman. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of men that feel that way. And they feel like, okay, since it's impossible to be with one woman in a sense of contentment, like sexual fulfillment, contentment. Mm-hmm. For a lifetime. They think it's impossible, but it's not.
I think there's no easy answer for that.
Right.
It's a lot. It's a lot of things that play into why a person may cheat, why a person cannot be monogamous. It could be a lot of different reasons. It could stem from childhood. It could be some other factors. It could just be that they're just assholes. Like, you have some who there is no deep emotional scarring. They just are selfish assholes who want to do what they want to do to whomever they want to do it to, because they have some sense of entitlement to it. There's no clear cut answer. I think, though, to a certain degree, that you have to, as an adult, you can't use the excuse, and this is my personal opinion, that, oh, because I never had, you know, seen a healthy relationship, or I never seen my father always cheated on my mother and she always accepted it or whatever. So at some point, you have to not use that as your main excuse as to why you do what you do. Because regardless of the fact, if you seen your father shooting up crack and you didn't shoot up crack, you was able to make that decision not to do that.
All right.
If your mom was a prostitute and you didn't prostitute yourself, you're able to make the decision. So you can't pick and choose what causes you to be that way from childhood. Yes, not saying that it does not impact who we are today and some of our characteristics, but those bad characteristics that we pulled up, it's up to us. We can make that sound decision because we know right from wrong to say, you know, I need to figure out why I'm doing this and I need to stop because I'm hurting people.
Right. And see, that still goes back to what I said earlier. When you at a point through childhood, you grow up, even though you've seen all this, you know, you're at a young adulthood and you understand, okay, that's why I say don't get married. Don't get in nothing until you know who you are as a person. I always go back. See, it comes full circle. I always go back to what I said earlier. When you know yourself, because if you know yourself, you know that you can't be committed to one person.
Yeah, you're right.
You know that you struggle with just being content with one woman and one man, you know, and or you may not even like, you know, opposite sex. But you have to know yourself first before you bring anybody in your mess, because we all messed up in some form or fashion. But it's before you bring anybody in your circle of mess as a person, right? Know who you are. Work on yourself. It's not about perfection.
Right.
Let me be very clear, because nobody will ever be perfect. But you're a work in progress. But you know yourself. You know that, okay, my actions will cause a lot of problems. So I know I don't need to be with one woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's knowing yourself as a man.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's what I'm talking about. So all that stuff that you grow up through your childhood that makes up your character, what you see, what you watch, what you listen to, the people you hang out with, through college, through all that plays a part in your character.
Yeah.
Know who you are truly as a person before you decide to do anything, whether it be monogamy or polygamy.
But what about those people who know that they're selfish.
Well, that's my point.
If
you know you're selfish, don't get into no relationship.
But they're selfish, so they are going to get into the relationship.
So, well, that's a whole other story. Now, willfully, that's like what I call you willfully just trifling is all get out.
Yeah.
If you know for a fact you are an extremely selfish person, it's all about you, you're going to use people, whether you're going to use women, whether it be for sex, money, whatever, and vice versa, women using men for sex, money, whatever. You are a 100% consumed selfish person, and you know that, and you're not even considering trying to be a better person and be different. You definitely need to be by yourself. Now, we can't stop them from continue doing what they're doing, but what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
It always happens. So those people are in a class by themselves.
Yeah, they're going to do whatever they want to do without regard. They don't want to be better.
Yeah.
They think that they're fine. They can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, they're in a class by themselves. You know, and that's what that is. But in closing, what kind of advice you want to give, you know, to, I guess, just cheating in general, you know?
I just think at the end of the day, cheating, nobody's perfect. People can make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen. You know, you get caught up in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You may have cheated on your spouse, your loved one. And then you guys are able to work through it.
Right.
To me, I'm talking about the serial cheaters who cannot seem to be faithful to anybody they're in a committed relationship with.
Okay.
I think you need to take a step back and you need to be honest with yourself. If you don't want to be in a relationship, you need to be honest with the other person that I don't want to be in a committed relationship, and call it what it is. Just saying, telling them you don't really want to be in a committed relationship, but they're still thinking that they are in and everything like that. It still gets very, very messy. You have people who are into the same stuff that you are. But a lot of it, I think, stems from either insecurity or selfishness because, well, I don't want to be in a committed relationship, but I don't want them to be in one with anybody else either. So I'm trying to get my cake and eat it too. be honest with yourself, be honest with your mate, and live your life how you want to live your life without hurting other people. Mm. And that's just all I see. Like, if you need a group of five people, go ahead and find your little cult. You can probably find a group on Facebook who are into that. And you're going to have like four different wives or two husbands and three wives. I mean, you have people who are into that. People are into, they have stuff online for anybody who's into whatever type of sexual things that you need. So you don't have to feel like you have to cheat.
Right.
And anything that you're doing in the dark to hide, I'm sorry, but that's cheating. You're doing, you know, you are doing something that you have no business doing. If you cannot openly do it in front of your spouse and your spouse don't know about it, you are cheating.
Yeah, and that's good advice. I'm going to keep mine short and simple and sweet. You're out there and you're struggling with being faithful. You're struggling with being just with one person, monogamy. I would say that step back, take a look at your situation, take a look at your life, look at yourself as an individual, and find out why you're like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're like that, that's just who you are. Whether you decide to change or not, that's up to you. But if you're truly say, okay, I'm a good person, but I can't be committed to one person, that's fine.
Right.
But don't get into anything.
Right.
You know, don't lead nobody on and be honest. And it's okay to be honest. You know, men, you know, if you're out there and you don't want to be with one woman, it's okay to tell that woman, hey, you know what? I don't really believe in settling down. I just want to kind of just hang out. And trust me, she probably won't run.
Right.
And I know it's kind of a fear like, man, she, ooh, I don't want to lose that one. So I got to tell her anything I want to get what I want from her. There are plenty of women out there that's okay with that.
Absolutely.
You know, so I just say first, be honest with yourself. And if you're in a marriage and you're in a situation like that, the same rules apply.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're 10 years in, 20 years in. Why sit there and handcuff somebody, having them thinking one thing, they think they're married to this particular person, and they come to find out you're really nothing like that. They don't know who you really are.
Yeah.
You know, why put your spouse through that? Be honest. It's time to just step up, and this goes for men and women. Step up and be honest with your mate.
Yeah.
And just say, this is what it is. This is my struggle. I've been struggling with this for a long time. I know we've been married for a while, but this is who I am. I want to get some help, or we need to figure out some other, other situations, because truly I'm not really happy.
Right.
You know, and that goes, like I said, for men and women. So I think you just have to be honest with each other and be honest with yourself first.
Agree.
All right. Word of the day. What we got?
Word of the day. So this is something that I know I see a lot of on social media, and you hear them on shows, and people say like, oh, you're big mad now, huh? You ever heard that?
Big mad?
Big mad.
Nah, maybe because I don't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, it's like you see it on like memes and stuff, and the way people talk and like response like on social media and stuff like that. Oh, you big mad, you mad, and all this stuff.
I heard mad before, but
But big mad is being mad. Well, this says mad as F about something. I feel weird about saying the F bomb on radio.
You just said a curse word like 10 minutes ago.
That's not the F. The F word is like the epitome.
What's the between the other word and what you just said then?
The F word?
Okay, but anyway,
that's like the pinnacle of curse words.
Can't nobody say the F word like Samuel L. Jackson, though.
Can't nobody say any curse word like Samuel L. Jackson.
He can say the F word and MF like nobody's business. Yeah. He should get an Academy Award for that.
Just for that.
Just for curse words. All right.
Being mad
as
if about something, making fun of someone or trying to be annoying. So the way it would go
is
like when you're talking about that, about the drinks, I'd be like, oh, you big mad, huh? You big mad about that?
Okay.
It's like a way to antagonize you.
I got you. You would have said that to me.
You would not have said, oh, I'm big mad. Like, oh, so you big mad, huh? You mad about that.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you don't accept drinks from men. Thank God for that. Because like I said, we would not be on the air right now if this woman was out here accepting drinks.
We might need to talk off
from line. Men that she is not married to. Women, stop it.
Why you getting loud?
Stop it, women. You out there and you're accepting drinks from strangers, from men.
First of all, I don't go
that you're not married to.
No. I don't go looking for drinks. But should
if I'm
one
at the club? Sure, I'm going to.
I don't even go
drink.
Out like that. So it's.
I can
very,
be at Applebee's. I can be at.
Ain't nobody buying no drinks at no Applebee's.
Applebee's drinks is cheap though. Now,
but you
I mean, they've been cheap for a while.
They should be cheap because they don't have a lot of alcohol.
All day long going out.
They don't be having alcohol in there. Will they be stingy?
Yeah. All right. Until next time.
If you have a question or situation you would like advice on, you can contact us at aarealtalkcolumbus@gmail.com, or you can check us out on our website at www.aarealtalkcolumbus.com. Also, be sure to look for us on Instagram or Facebook using the handle AA Real Talk Columbus. Don't forget to share with your friends. Thank you for listening to A&A Real Talk Columbus, where our goal is to bring people closer together through conversation.